This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters in Islam, you know that there are two prizes, and these are grand prizes that are given during this blessed month of Ramadan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described this month as being a month of blessing. And so as a result, from among these blessings are two gifts that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives during this month. Not necessarily at the end of the month. It could happen at the beginning of the month, in the middle of the month, any time of the month. What are these two gifts? Let me tell you about these two gifts. Number one is in the hadith, as in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ. That's the first gift. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, every single night and every single day of Ramadan, there is an opportunity in where the necks are freed from Jahannam, necks are freed from the fire. Yani, subhanAllah, last night was the first night of Ramadan. Allahu A'lam, who earned that gift from the very first night? Then the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, this happens every night and every day of Ramadan. So there is 60 opportunities to be freed from the fire. Allahu A'lam, who it happened to from among Ummat and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam around the world. Some people have already earned being freed from the fire last night, and then today, and then tonight. These are three opportunities so far. Well, you know, yani, let's just understand what it means to be freed from the fire. Let's understand this. My brothers and sisters in Islam, first understand the value of it. You know, yani, I give you a very small example. A few years ago, I think it was in 2005, there was a murder that happened in one of the Arab lands, in where a famous Lebanese singer, a woman, she was killed. She was murdered. So then later on, after investigation, they found the perpetrator, the one who committed the crime. He happened to be an Egyptian, but he was a billionaire, an Egyptian billionaire. Eventually, when they found him and they trialed him, and the court basically ruled that he deserves the capital punishment, death, sentenced to death, he offered to give $5 billion from his wealth. This is what? This is just to be freed from the, yani, from the punishment of this life. He's offering $5 billion so he can ransom his neck from the hanging, because that's how they're going to kill him, by hanging. Yani, just by looking at this example, understand how much people will pay to free their necks from punishment in this life. How much more does a person is supposed to give of commitment, and is supposed to give of yani, motivation in his worship and so on, and encouragement, and yani, dive deep into his worship? How much should a person worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to free his neck, not only from the punishment of this life, but ultimately from the punishment of the hereafter? That is the first grand prize that is given. 60 opportunities in this month guaranteed for people to take it. فَأَنْتَ one of your dua every single day and night is supposed to be, oh Allah, free our neck from the fire. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to free us from the hellfire. Now what that means is that if someone was to earn being freed from the fire, let's say Wallahu A'lam, and we hope that all of us are the case, but let's say some of us here are freed from the fire. Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed that for him. What does it mean? It means that this person, from now until the day he dies, if he was to commit a sin, then he will repent from that sin. Allah Azza wa Jal has already recorded that for him. Even if he was to fall in kufr or commit a major sin that deserves Jahannam, Allah Azza wa Jal, by the fact that he has ridden him from among those who are freed from the fire, it means that even if he fell into the major sins that deserve Jahannam, Allah Azza wa Jal will give him success to make a tawbah straight after that, so that he never lands in Jahannam. For subhanAllah, a grand reward. Al-itqu min al-nar. Now, this is not achieved for everyone. يعني لله عتقاء وعتقاء هذا they call it يعني جمع تصغير. This is a minor plural. In the Arabic language, there are plurals that are major and plurals that are minor, right? So this is يعني in language, this is a minor plural. In other words, not everyone gets this chance at the end of the month. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again, بإذنالله, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees our necks from the fire. That's the first grand prize achieved any time in this month. The second grand gift that is given during this month, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and that is less than that by a degree, But it's a reason to enter the paradise as well, and that is being forgiven from all your sins. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith, watch how many hadith teach us this. Even though you and I know that the purpose of fasting is what? What's the purpose of fasting? Very quickly, we read it in the salat. Taqwa. But you know, yani, the purpose of fasting is taqwa, but what's the reward of taqwa? The reward of taqwa is a forgiveness of sins. That's the reward of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Anfal, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. In this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, O you who believe, if you have taqwa of Allah, if you attain this taqwa and you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by avoiding that which is unlawful and abiding by that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated, Allah Azza wa Jalla's promise to such a person is what? He said, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. He will give you a clear decision in where you're able to see the truth from the falsehood, and you're able to follow that which guides you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's furqanan. Allah gives you an insight. You can see what's wrong and you know what's right. And on top of this, if you attain this taqwa and you have it, another result, another reward is وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. يُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. What does it mean? يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, meaning He forgives you for your sins. يُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ means He'll exchange the sins into حَسَنَات. Imagine that. This is the result of taqwa. The purpose of the month is to achieve taqwa. But the result of taqwa is that it cleans out the entire slate of the left book. Yani all the hasanat are cleaned. Not only that, but they're exchanged and made into mountains and mountains of hasanat you never did, right? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That anyone who was to fast Ramadan out of Iman and seeking the reward from Allah, the result is he's forgiven for his sins. His sins are forgiven. You see, this is why I'm telling you, this is the second grand prize that is given during this month, a forgiveness of sins. Watch how many times it's repeated. That's one hadith. مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. If you didn't achieve a forgiveness of sins because your fasting wasn't good, it wasn't proper, doesn't matter, there's another opportunity. مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Anyone who stands up in salat or in worship, which is what we're doing now at Taraweeh, قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا, out of إِيمَان وَاحْتِسَابًا, يعني إيمان, that Allah Azza wa Jal made this a sunnah for the believers, that this is what Allah wants us to do, this is إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا, and seeking the reward from Allah, again, what's the result? غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All the sins of the past are forgiven. Number two. Number three, if you did not achieve forgiveness because of your fasting, it wasn't proper, doesn't matter. If your qiyam wasn't proper and you missed this opportunity, there's a third hadith in where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That anyone who worshipped Allah properly during Laylatul Qadr out of Iman, yani believing that there is such a thing called Laylatul Qadr, or believing that there is such a reward as Khayrun min Alfi Shahr, that's Iman and Wahtisaban, and seeking the reward from Allah, then the result is غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, that Allah Azza wa Jal forgives him for all of his past sins. These are three ahadith that teach us what you're supposed to be looking forward towards at the during this month, which is a forgiveness of sins. At the end of the last 10 days, and Aisha radiallahu anha, she says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I find Laylatul Qadr, meaning if I sense that tonight is Laylatul Qadr, what should I do? What dua should I make? What does he say to her to make? What's the dua? Allahumma innaka afu tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. Once again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching Aisha, make this dua, which means, oh Allah, anta al-afu, Allahumma innaka afu, you're the one who pardons and forgives. Tuhibbul afu, you love to forgive. Fa'afu anni, forgive me. Once again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that the purpose of Ramadan and the main result and reward that one wants from it is to be forgiven from his sins. So he says to her, make this dua in plenty. Because if you come out of the month with a forgiveness of sins, you've achieved the grand prize. But then, there's this now. If you don't achieve this forgiveness, if you don't achieve this forgiveness, you know what it means? It means you're fasting X, it wasn't right. It means your salat at night crossed as well. It wasn't right. It was rejected. It means that your Laylatul Qadr also, it came and you were lazy and it's X as well. Nothing moved forward for you. Subhanallah. And it means your dua wasn't accepted. Therefore, if you had three opportunities to be forgiven, if you weren't forgiven in your fasting, at least you could have been forgiven in your night prayer. If you weren't forgiven in this, and you weren't forgiven in your fasting, at least you could have been forgiven in your efforts in Laylatul Qadr. Now, if you did not achieve a forgiveness of sins because of all these three, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this. Watch the warning now. One day, he climbed the minbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he climbs the minbar. He ascends on the minbar. And he says in a loud voice, Ameen. And he takes the first step. And he takes the second step and he says, Ameen. And he takes the third step and he rises to the top and he says again, Ameen. So he gave the khutbah. It was a Friday, so people can't talk. So he gave and he finished the khutbah. Once he finished, then he came down. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as curious as you are now to understand what's this Ameen for, they rushed before us and asked him, Ya Rasulullah, you said Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. What's that for? For he says to them, as I was ascending the minbar, Jibreel came to me. Imagine this. Yani the message that is about to be delivered is so huge that not any angel should come for it. Jibreel alayhi salam himself should come down. You know, Jibreel doesn't move a lot. He only moves when there's wahi, and he only moves from where he is now to come down with punishment, and he comes down during Laylatul Qadr, that's it. And if there's something really, really urgent and something important of a message. So Jibreel alayhi salam coming down is a huge event, and he's got a huge message to deliver. And he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the companions, Jibreel came to me and he said to me, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ مْرِئٍ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَأَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ. Meaning, the person that enters Ramadan and comes out of Ramadan and Allah did not forgive him, once again, pointing on that the grand prize of Ramadan is to be forgiven. So what happens if a person came in and left and Allah did not forgive him? رَغِمَ أَنْفُ ذَلِكَ. Yani, in other words, may he be humiliated. فَأَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهِ. May he be removed from Allah's mercy and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهِ, meaning Allah moved him from his mercy. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah's mercy encompassed everything. Imagine not being included in Allah's mercy. How bad were you during in Ramadan that you're not included in Allah's mercy, that when Allah described His mercy, He said it encompassed everything. Subhanallah. فَنَحْنَا, we need to understand, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the grand prize. And then Jibreel alayhi salam, he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, say Ameen. So then he said Ameen. Dua, Jibreel made dua against this person that's not forgiven. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said Ameen on this dua, that's two now. Subhanallah, for a person that is not forgiven during Ramadan. Minimum is you're supposed to be coming out of this month with a forgiveness of sins. And yani, if we're fortunate enough and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, we earn the other prize, and that is to be yani, freed from the hellfire entirely. Yani, this is the message. And then yani, of course there were two steps after that. Just for curiosity, I know probably you just want to know what were the other two dua. So I'll share those with you, even though they're not part of the topic. But the other two was, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, may the person who lived his entire life, and he lived with his parents, yani they were alive with him, and he did not enter the paradise as a result of his parents, may he also be humiliated, may he also be removed from the mercy of Allah. Yani in other words, the parents are a door to the paradise. And the third one, he said, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ مْرِئٍ ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And the third one, he said, Jibreel made this dua, may the one who, when you're mentioned, yani when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is mentioned, when your name is mentioned, and the people that hear it don't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may he also be disgraced, may he also be humiliated. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ameen. ف These are three things that were put in one hadith to teach us the gravity and the seriousness of it. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the grand prize of Ramadan. Since this is the grand prize and it can be earned, as I said to you, at the beginning of the month, in the middle of the month, end of the month, make sure this is part of your daily dua that you make. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَلِلصَّائِمِ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ وَلِلصَّائِمِ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ, that the fasting person has a da'watan. Da'watan here, it's nakira. In other words, يعني عام, it's open. Any kind of dua he makes, one every single night, that is accepted. Awal ulama rahimahumullah, they said its time is just before iftar. Just before iftar. It makes sense. Why? Because at that moment, the human being is weak. He's humiliated, he's humbled before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? يعني he's weak before Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the dua would become much, much more sincere. And if it's sincere, it's much, much closer to it being accepted. Da'wat and any kind of da'wah. And if it's any kind of dua that you're supposed to be making, it is a dua of the goodness of this life and the hereafter. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he teaches us this by saying, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. And the hasana of the hereafter is the paradise itself. And if you were to earn the paradise, meaning you're freed from the fire, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, that last part is to be freed from the fire. Make plenty of this dua, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to completely forgive us for our sins, the major and the minor, and to free us from the fire and admit us into the paradise. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَبَرَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.